It's time for a regional radio sport presentation.
He's at the left wing to the perimeter. He'll try a long fadeaway. He puts it in and draws the foul. Jake Pryor, you're nasty.
Oh, please don't let it turn into a free throw contest. It doesn't deserve it.
In the drama on the hardwood takes center stage.
With 3 seconds left, should Pryor win this thing? Here's Darren Brown up the floor. Right side Reynolds, a three for the win. Got it! Shane just knocked the bottom out of it! Matty Reynolds at the gun!
3, 2, 1, go!
With 5 seconds, to Jones, to Vincent, with three. Pratt, they've got to get it off. They're not going to. He does! At the buzzer! Jacob Miner-Jagan just did it! And this place is going insane!
Baseline, shot wouldn't go. Got his own rebound, underhanded, scoop, score it! Cole Wood has six, and the lead is swollen now to double digits.
Rebound to Fitzgerald in transition. Morrissey, get out of the way, young fella. He's coming through.
It's along the arc. They go baseline open, look for Wren. He puts it in, and he draws the foul against Cornell.
And with 3 seconds, not much you can do. Jake Mays, shot is off in time. Off glass and in. He just knocked that shot in at the buzzer. Jake Mays off glass. He atoned for the two bad possessions and just sent his team into the championship.
We send it courtside to our regional radio sports team.
Well, good afternoon from TJ Fulon Fieldhouse in Park Hills, Missouri. I am Matt Greenwood, and we are getting ready for the third place game between the South Iron Lady Panthers and the St. Genevieve Dragons. The Panthers, the 2 seed, the Dragons, the 4 seed. It is the third place game, which is not too bad out of 8 teams to finish third, especially with the talent in this bracket. One of these teams is going to go home with a smile on their face, and the other one, a nice pat on the back. We are about 11 minutes from the start of this one. The previous game that just wrapped up earlier was North County taking the consolation prize over the Perryville Pirates, 65-40. We're going to go ahead and step aside. When we come back, we'll actually go ahead and recap the bracket for the girls' side leading up to this game, and we'll maybe even touch on the championship game, which will be coming up a little later this evening. So stick around. We'll have that coming up for you in 1 minute on J98.
Dan, what's in store for people over the next year, which is like just a few hours left?
I tell you what, I think everything's going to be great this next year. We've got a new president coming in. I think a new outlook on how we're going to do things, and I think the economy's really going to jump. But, folks, if you want to take advantage of the interest rates we have right now at 1.9, I'm telling you what, it's almost like free money, so you can buy a better vehicle than what you were literally looking for. And if your credit's not the best in the whole world, we can help you get it restored through buying a vehicle from Blackwell Motors. Come see us.
Blackwell Motors, customer care beyond compare at Blackwell Motors.
Phillips 66 Express Mart is your one stop for all your quick and convenient needs. During the month of December, Jack Link's small batch bags are just $6.79. King-size Rice Krispie Treats are $1.29. And Famous Amos Cookies are only $1.29. Also, be sure to ask about a kickback card. If you don't have one, get one, so you can earn free cash back and be entered to win cash and prizes every time you visit Express Mart. Stop by your local Phillips 66 Express Mart today, a division of Home Service Oil Company.
Kohl's Tractor and Equipment, proud to bring you this pregame show of the Central Christmas Tournament. Kohl's Tractor and Equipment, don't just follow the herd, lead the herd.
Welcome back. I'm Matt Greenwood, and Sean Malone will be joining me very shortly here for this game between the South Iron Lady Panthers and the St. Genevieve Dragons. Let's go ahead and recap the bracket leading up to this third place game, beginning with the first round. We'll run through it quickly. Arcadia Valley, the 1 seed, defeating Potosi, the 8 seed, 54-45. St. Genevieve escaped Fredericktown, 43-38. South Iron in a landslide, 62-31 over DeSoto, and the Central Rebels, 48-17 over Bismarck. In the consolation side, the consolation champion is the Fredericktown Lady Black Cats. They defeat the DeSoto Dragons. And let's see here. The semifinal round, Arcadia Valley defeated St. Genevieve 55-47, and Central defeated South Iron 46-34. That is why South Iron and St. Genevieve are playing this afternoon for third place. It will be Arcadia Valley and Central. It is the 6 o'clock championship game for the girls' side, and Will Cheshire and Greg Armbruster will have that game for you, followed by the boys' championship game between Hillsborough and Farmington. Immediately after this one, we will have the boys' third-place game between DeSoto and Central. We're going to step aside for 30 seconds. When we come back, we're going to hear from Coach Lawrence Graves of the South Iron Lady Panthers. You're listening to Central Christmas Tournament coverage on J98.
Did you know the backbone of any body shop is the competence of its technicians? Hi, I'm Chad Conway at American Metal Collision and Restoration. With almost 100 years of combined experience, our technicians are the best repair team to have you back on the road with savings in your pocket and your vehicle looking better than when you bought it. When you're in an accident, consider American Metal Collision and Restoration in the Potosi Industrial Park, veteran and professionally owned, and proudly offering discounts to United States veterans and first responders.
Coles Tractor and Equipment pregame show. Matt Greenwood joined by South Iron Panthers head coach Lawrence Graves. Coach, a tough loss to Central, the host team. You got to figure that was probably going to be a really tough test for you guys, but you're facing another tough test in St. Genevieve. What sort of challenges do you think they pose for you?
Well, you know, we look at their lineup and look at ours, and there's a lot of similarities. We have a lot of common pieces, but the one thing that they have that we don't have is a lot of experience. I think they have 7 seniors on the roster. We have won, and we start 2 freshmen and sophomore, so we're just going to have to work really hard to keep our composure, play within ourselves, and just be disciplined about what we do.
It seems like overall you get pretty good guard play out of all your guards, Michaela Ayers, Allie Wilfong, Ashley Micken, those players. Talk about, I guess, so far their season and what they've been able to help your program with.
Well, you know, every good program's got to have solid guards, and so that's something that we've made a focus since we came into the program is try to improve our guard play every year. And, you know, we've been blessed to have some younger kids that can come up and make an impact right away, as a freshman. And so, you know, it's really nice. It's a nice luxury to have when you got some guards that can get out there and get the job done every night.
Third place in the Central Christmas Tournament at stake. What's it going to take to get that win?
We're going to have to defend really well and rebound. You know, they're a big athletic team, and if we're going to have any success at all, we're going to have to. It's going to start on the defensive end. We're going to have to clean up on the glass.
Coach Graves, thanks for the time.
Yep, thanks a lot.
Coach Lawrence Graves of the South Iron Lady Panthers. We'll have more Coles Tractor and Equipment pregame coverage coming up next on J98 The Boot.
When quality counts, you can count.
If you've had a fender bender and you want it fixed right, take it to Redfield Collision Center in Farmington and Festus. That's what Stacy Lynch of Barnhart did, and she says she made the right choice.
I was impressed. They're always friendly, and, you know, anytime I wanted to call and find out what was going on, they updated me and kept calling me and telling me that it's in this paint department or whatever. It's going to be fixed by the next day or whatever. It was really prompt on telling me, you know, okay, it'll be ready by 4 o'clock tomorrow or... Yeah, I like Redfield.
Quality auto body work performed by highly trained experts. That's what you'll get at Redfield Collision Center. Stacy Lynch of Barnhart knows that when quality counts, you can count on Redfield Collision Center in Farmington and Festus.
When quality counts, you can count on us.
Redfield, Redfield, Redfield.
Welcome back to the Coles Tractor and Equipment pregame show. Matt Greenwood joined by St. Genevieve Dragons head coach Josh Banks. Coach, you beat a tough Fredericktown team in round 1. You stick with AV for quite a while to the very end there. They kind of pulled away a little bit late. Do you feel like the confidence is building for your team?
Yeah, you know, one of the factors that our team's always wanted is to try and get some consistency within our conference play. And you know, one of the wonderful things about coming to this Christmas tournament is we got a lot of conference competitors in there. And when we get an opportunity to play them, it really gives us a balance of how we're going to do. And, you know, we just played AV, and we turn around, and that's going to be our first game of the regular season, you know, coming into January on the 5th. So it was a good measuring stick for us to see where we're at and how we match up against them.
Matty Reynolds, Emma Meyer, a two-headed monster for you, combined for 23 points in that loss to Arcadia Valley. Talk about their play on the court so far this season.
Yeah, you know, I've been struggling a little bit with Maddie the last couple of days. She's been really fighting the flu, and she was very dehydrated the other day when she played, and she sucked down about three bottles of Pedialyte. She is really tenacious, really a fierce competitor. She's our ball handler, good on defense, and, you know, she definitely has no problem putting any of the weight on her shoulders when we're down. She dishes out to Emma a lot of times, and Emma's very good about getting, you know, set on the perimeter. When Emma gets hot, she'll hit two or three in a row, and it'll really be a game changer against other teams.
What are some challenges South Iron throws at you?
You know, one's going to be their height today. They're very physical. They push the ball down the court. I think we're going to have our hands full today. You know, one of our better players, Courtney Dunsey, she had an issue with family today. I believe they have a loss in the family, and she had to go be with them today. So that's going to limit us with our height, because she was one of our tall bigs who, you know, she was averaging anywhere from 12 to 13 rebounds a game. So it's going to definitely impact how we go about playing, and also the offense that we're going to call against South Iron.
All right, Coach Banks, thanks for stepping away from your food for a second and speaking with us on J98.
All right, thank you very much.
Coach Josh Banks of the St. Genevieve Dragons. Ahead of the game against the South Iron Panthers, we got more pregame. Coles Tractor Equipment pregame coming up on J98.
Dan, what's in store for people over the next year?
And when you get a pre-owned vehicle, you don't lose 30% just as soon as you drive it out. When you drive a $40,000, $50,000 vehicle, a $30,000 vehicle, like throwing 10 grand right out on the, you know, floor for somebody else to get. Come in, take a look around. We've got the vehicles. We've got the financing right here. And if your credit's not the best in the whole world, we can help you get it restored through buying a vehicle from Blackwell Motors. Come see us.
Blackwell Motors. Customer care beyond compare at Blackwell Motors.
Welcome back to J98's coverage of the Central Christmas Tournament. Matt Greenwood alongside me, Sean Malone, as we get set for the South Iron Lady Panthers and the St. Genevieve Dragons in the third place game. We'll go ahead and go down the starters as they get announced here to the crowd, beginning with the two-seed South Iron Panthers. We have number 12, Michaela Ayers. Number 14, Allie Wilfong. Number 15 is Ashley Micken. Number 24 is Jada Brooks. And number 42 is Dara Miller. For the St. Genevieve Dragons, Maddie Reynolds starting. She's number 3. Number 13 is Darren Brown. Number 20 is Emma Meyer. Number 22 is Addie Stiegel. And number 4 is Avery Reed. As you heard Coach Banks earlier, Courtney Dunsey not going to participate in this game. Avery Reed takes her spot. So 4 seniors and 1 junior starting for the St. Genevieve Dragons. And they're kind of in an interesting uniform this afternoon. They've got a gray with basically a spray-painted green on the bottom of the shorts with a solid green number, and St. Genevieve and Dragons stretch across the front of the uniform with the solid green numbers on the front as well, and a green shoulder stripe that goes all the way down with a little black mixed in as well. For the South Iron Panthers, they're in their all-maroon tops and bottoms with white horizontal stripes along the side of the shorts. White numbers and maroon and white letters for South Iron. And here we go. Here comes the tip at center court for South Iron. It is Jada Brooks. And for St. Genevieve, it is Avery Reed. Reed wins the tip for the Dragons, and they quickly move ahead. They're moving from left to right in this first half are the Dragons on the near side, right side with it. And they pass it down low into the low post, and shot is blocked out of bounds. Stiegel had her shot blocked.
Yeah, and it goes out of bounds off of Stiegel, and that's good recovery defense by South Iron because they lost track of Stiegel. She was all alone underneath the basket. In fact, if she didn't cut back to the player that was passing to her, and Avery Reed, that'd be an easy two on the opposite side of the basket, the far block.
Michaela Ayers to bring it up the floor for South Iron. Hands it off to Dara Miller. Miller still with it near midcourt. South Iron moving from right to left in the near left block. Pass back out to the free throw line. A nice little jumper from Ashley Micken. Two nothing South Iron. They are listed as the guest this afternoon. Dragons moving from left to right with the ball in the front court and passing to the left block. Another shot block and a putback try. And there is Reed for for two.
That time Reed's able to clean up. But once again, Stiegel all alone underneath the basket, but couldn't get it up in time.
South Iron quickly into the front court, moving from right to left. Right wing three from Micken. She's off the back iron. Skips up over the backboard and out of bounds. It will be St. Jen basketball. It will be Maddie Reynolds to bring the ball up the floor for the Dragons. Draws a double team as soon as she gets it to midcourt. Gives it up, gets it back. Shot just tipped into the hands of South Iron. And it is Wilfong with a pass to the near left wing for Micken. Micken cross-court pass right side. And that is going to be a nice little jumper from about 7 feet from Michaela Ayers. 6.5 to go in this first quarter. 4-2. Panthers on top. Reynolds into the front court left block. That pass was to Stiegel. Now we have a shot from St. Jen high off the backboard. Reynolds with the offensive rebound drives from the right block to the paint and lays it up and in. For all, Micken into the front court. Bounce pass, right block. Shot a little too rough from Brooks. Rebound Micken. Her shot's a little rough. And the rebound to the Dragons. Reynolds with it. Far left side. Into the front court. Pass right, Reed from 15 feet, no good. And the rebound comes out to Miller. Miller all the way up the right sideline, draws a double team, lobs it into the paint, and that ball's going to be tipped away off the hands of Brooks. It's still South Iron ball, and Ashley Micken will bring it up near midcourt. Man-to-man defense right now for the Dragons. Into the far right block, Miller to Wilfong. Wilfong to Brooks. Brooks, top of the key. Swings it left to Micken. Micken fakes left, drives right into the paint. Now dishes it out to Miller. Miller, from the top of the key, dribbles to the free throw line. Forced to give it up left side to Ayers. Ayers to Miller. And that is Wilfong from the top of the key with a three-point shot. Short. St. Jen into the front court. Maddie Reynolds left wide open on the near right wing. She passes up the shot opportunity. Swings it left side. Left wing three this time from the Dragons. And that's one is a little hard from Darren Brown. Fight for the rebound, and we have a foul called.
First foul of the game for either side, so it's been relatively clean basketball so far, but this will lead to a pair of free throws for Addie Stiegel.
Under five to play, first quarter. First free throw is good. I want to thank Poli Ready Mix in Potosi, DNL Developers in Farmington, and Fredericktown R1 School District for sponsoring the Central Christmas Tournament. Second one is short from Stiegel. Three different players have now scored for the Dragons. They lead it 5-4. South Iron with it, top of the key, Miller. Miller to her left to Ayers. Ayers still with the ball. Right-hand pass to Brooks. Brooks swings it right to Miller. Miller back up top to Micken. Micken knocked down the first bucket of the game for the Panthers. Left wing now is Brooks. Her pass is deflected into the front court, and Reed all the way to the basket is fouled from behind by Wilfong. Nice defense right there from Avery Reed on short notice. In the starting five.
That'll be Wilfong's first foul. The one before was on Jada Brooks, so that's the team's second.
Reed, the only junior starter for the Dragons this afternoon. First one, yeah, that's a pretty beautiful stroke right there. Kelly Miller comes onto the floor for South Iron. Second free throw from Reed, and that one is also good. She leads all scorers with four, pushes the Dragons' lead up to 7-4. Here is Miller bringing the ball up the floor. Callie Miller, right-handed dribble, still dribbling. Now gets it near midcourt to Ayers. Ayers checks her back heel to make sure she didn't go over center court. Still with it right side. Now hands it off to Miller. Miller into the right corner for Wilfong. Wilfong drives left hand to the free throw line. All the way into the paint. Kicks it out left. Corner three. That's good. Nice shot from Hannah Alexander. All tied up at seven. Under four to play in this first quarter. Top of the key, Reynolds. Reynolds, left wing pass, launch, air ball, a little too strong from Maddie Helms. And it looks like South Iron knocked the ball off of their own leg. It will stay Dragons basketball. To inbound from underneath the basket near right corner, Brown. Brown dribbles up to the wing and finds Reynolds. Reynolds draws a double team, spins to her left, drives left into the paint, and a little floater from 3 feet out. It's good. Maddie Reynolds making a play from the top of the key. 3.5 to go, 9-7 Dragons. Micken almost double dribbled there. Still with the right hand on the right wing. Hands it off and right into the paint. Floater, no good. And we have a foul on the floor.
I think they're going to get Maddie Reynolds here.
Foul occurs on the floor, so no free throws coming on that shot.
It does go against Maddie Reynolds.
Here on the near right side, or far right side, I should say, inside the paint from the elbow, Michaela Ayers connects. She has 4 to lead all Panthers in scoring. 9 apiece in this first quarter. Dragons, far left corner, moving from left to right. Now the left wing into the right elbow. And right wing three from Reynolds is going to be short. Offensive rebound, put that. Reed, she is a little long on it. And South Iron comes down with the rebound. It is Ayers. Lob pass, far right block to Wilfong. And she lost her place on the floor. Misses off the side of the backboard. 2:40 to play in this first quarter. Darren Brown for St. Jen gets it to Maddie Reynolds on the drive. She has it stripped. Fight for the loose ball. We have a jump ball called. Possession arrow. And it will be South Iron basketball.
They know that St. Genevieve hasn't really hit the outside shot in the last two games, including this one. And so they're starting to play a little bit of zone. Is South Iron running a 2-3 there.
It will be Dara Miller back into the game for Wilfong. Miller to inbound it. Lob pass still in the backcourt. And that will be Ayers, the point guard, to bring it up the floor. Left-hand dribble. Right arm stuck out on her defender all the way to the basket. Bounce pass into the paint, right side, and a foul is going to be called. As going up with the shot was number 24, Jada Brooks. Brooks to the line for two shots. And I remember this from a few weeks ago. Jada Brooks standing sideways at the free throw line. Launches it up, and yeah. She's short.
Yeah, she staggers her feet a little bit and almost completely sideways. Pointing her right hip, I guess, towards the tunnel to the right of the basket.
Second free throw is good. Hey, if she's a 60-70% from that stance, more power to her. 10-9, South Iron goes up for the first time since they led 2-0. This first quarter brought to you by Munchkin Land Daycare in Park Hills, Valley R6 School District in Caledonia, and Goggins Drilling in Park Hills. Left wing three, and that is good from the lefty, Emma Meyer. A quiet first quarter for Meyer, and St. Jen picks up the full court press, up by 2. Micken from center court all the way to the bucket, right side, misses the layup. Rebound for Reynolds and the Dragons. She wants to push it. Draws a double team. Bumps into, is that going to be on Miller? That's Ayers, beg your pardon, with the foul.
That's one of the things that I really like about Maddie Reynolds' game is when there's chaos, she thrives in it. She takes off and fights straight through it because she knows that she can take advantage. She's a quick enough thinker where she can take advantage of what other players can't.
Foul before the shot, so the Dragons will inbound it from underneath their own basket. They're on the near side and into the far left corner. That pass was to Helms. Helms to Reynolds. Reynolds, her entry pass to the paint is knocked away by Wilfong. Wilfong gets it to Dara Miller. Dara Miller from the right side all the way to the bucket. Easy basket for Miller. Tied up at a dozen apiece. 1:35 to play in this first quarter. Reynolds launches it left corner. To Stiegel. Stiegel and the Dragons swing it all the way to the right side. Back to Reynolds, top of the key. Left wing over to Helms. Helms to Reynolds. Reynolds got bumped as she drove to the basket. And that foul is going to go against Jada Brooks.
And that'll lead to 2 free throws from Maddie Reynolds because, again, some heads-up play on her behalf. Or no, it won't. I thought they were going to give her the shot there.
Yeah, I'm with you
on
that.
Kind of flicked it up at the end.
Looked like that was a shot not on the floor, but it's all up to the officials there, and it will be Emma Meyer to inbound it from just to the left of her basket. Launches it near midcourt to Brown. Brown swings it left. Reynolds, hand down. She launches up the 3, and it's hard off the back iron. Rebound to Ayers. Ayers for the Panthers. Still near midcourt. Reynolds to pick her up on defense. Ayers dribbles left side. Throws a pass right off the thigh of Micken. Micken still controlling it. Goes to the right block and misses the shot from 7 feet. Rebound to the Dragons. Under a minute to play. Chance to break the tie. Wide open for three, and that one's going to be short from Meyer. And double dribble is going to be called on the defensive rebound as Ayers.
And that's a lucky break for St. Genevieve because I don't like that shot by Meyer. She was taking it across court herself and just tried to see if she can pull up off the dribble from a few feet off the arc.
Still St. Gen basketball near right side. And from the corner, the pass to the right block. A nice spin move from Stiegel. Stiegel with three for the Dragons, and they go back up by two. Back and forth we go. Left side drive, and a charge is going to be called on Michaela Ayers.
There'll be two fouls on Ayers. Jada Brooks also has two fouls as well, so they got to be careful. Ayers will come out here.
Hannah Alexander in for the Panthers. She knocked down a three earlier in this period. Dragons can't settle for the final shot. No shot clock in high school basketball. Under 30 to play. Brown swings it left. Left corner now for the Dragons. Back up to the top. Dragons moving from left to right. Slowing it down. South Iron with the man-to-man defense. Nope. Switching to his own. Dragons right block pass to the right corner. And that's a good three from Maddie Helms. Five different scores for the Dragons in this first quarter. They go up 17-12. A shot at the buzzer, and it is going to be short from the far right wing, Ashley Micken. So we come to the end of one period. The St. Genevieve Dragons, the 4 seed, leading the 2 seed in the third place game, 17-12. You're listening to Central Christmas Tournament coverage on J98.
Interstate Regional Stockyards in Cuba holds its regular feeder sale every Tuesday afternoon at 1 o'clock. Be sure to attend and expand your herd with quality cattle. That's the regular feeder sale at the Interstate Regional Stockyards in Cuba every Tuesday at 1. All special sales are announced in advance. For more information, call 573-885-7017. Interstate Regional Stockyards at I-44 and Highway DD on the North Service Road in Cuba. Call 885-7017.
Dan, why are people coming to Blackwell Motors today?
When I first came here, our stock numbers were in the 2 and 3,000. Now we're over 15,000 vehicles that have gone through here. And that's not counting trade-ins. So come in. We can get you sold into a vehicle, make you a happy customer. You'll come back time and time again, and you'll be referring your friends here. That's at Blackwell Motors in Bonterre and Farmington. Come in. Experience the difference with us. You won't go anywhere else.
Blackwell Motors. Customer care beyond compare at Blackwell Motors.
Start of the second quarter. St. Jen has the ball moving from left to right. Maddie Reynolds in the far left block. She puts up a shot. It's no good. Avery Reed there for the offensive rebound. The putback no good as well. South Iron with the rebound. It went to Ayers. Ayers turns around and finds Dara Miller, who crosses center court. Panthers moving from right to left, far side right now. Is Ayers with the ball. Launch pass into the right block. And short on the shot was Dara Miller. South Iron tried to establish a low post game. Didn't work on that possession. 17-12 at Dragon. 7:23 and counting in this second quarter. Right wing pass down to the right block. And the shot is going to be blocked by Stiegel. Or Stiegel's shot is blocked, I should say. Here is Micken from the far left wing. No good. Rebound, Dara Miller. Miller, her shot is blocked. Into the hands of Maddie Reynolds for the Dragons. She wants to run, and she's going to be fouled from behind. Ayers tripped her up right around the free throw line.
This time it'll send Maddie Reynolds to the free throw line.
So Ayers will come off the floor for the Panthers. And nope, one more to go. One more foul on the floor for a 1-1 bonus for the Dragons.
This time both teams were lining up, anticipating the free throws.
Yep. Top of the key, Reynolds holds the ball above her head and delivers it left side to Meyer. Meyer to the left wing, and the shot is rough from Brown. The long rebound to the iron or to the Panthers. Micken, top of the key, dribbling with the right hand. Hadn't really shot the ball much in this first half. Will Fong, right side. She's pushed out. A nice pass to the left block over everyone. to Micken. Easy kiss off the glass. Micken gets the first points of the second quarter. 17-14, Dragons lead. They have the ball moving from left to right, under 6.5 to play. Top of the key, Brown dribbles to the right corner. Bounce pass is tipped. It's stolen by Micken. Micken loses control of it right into the hands of Stiegel, and Stiegel goes up with the shot and is fouled.
Well, this will be either a 1-1 or 2 free throws here, depending on what they call. Did Stiegel have a clean possession of it where they'll count it a shot?
Looks like they're going to go ahead and give her two shots, or was that? Yeah, okay. So it looks like we have two shots coming for Stiegel. I couldn't tell if the official was indicating the two was the number of the player. Maybe there's a four in front of that two. Not quite sure.
Well, the foul goes against Darren Miller.
Right, which is why I wasn't sure if it was a 4-2 or just a 2. How about we just find out?
Yeah.
I don't think Coach Graves even knows for South Iron, coach for South Iron. And I think, based on his reaction, they're going to go ahead and give Stiegel two free throws. Yeah, that's the case here. First free throw is hard from Stiegel. She has three in the game, chance to make it four and bump up the Dragons' lead to four if she can knock one home. Second free throw short, but gets a friendly roll. And coming off the floor is Stiegel for the Dragons. And taking her place is Brown. From the backcourt to the frontcourt, a lob pass right to Micken. Takes her defender Reynolds one-on-one on the right block and banks it home. Way too easy.
Yeah, St. Genevieve, they run that full-court press where they try and do anything to prevent the inbounds in. Well, they let free the over-the-top lob pass down the court.
Helms into the game, gives it to Reynolds left side. Reynolds still with it. Far right corner, pass back to Helms. Helms driving on the near side right, and we have a foul away from the ball. And to the free throw line is Avery Reed. Reed with 4 points in the 17-point first quarter for the Dragons. This is a 1-1 situation. She is short and gets the friendly roll. And, Callie Miller was ready to get the ball up the floor, but one more free throw coming for Reed. Second free throw is good, and Reed is 4 of 4 from the free throw line. We have a timeout on the floor. 5:50 left in this second quarter, 20-16. The St. Jen Dragons leading. South Iron, listening to the Central Christmas Tournament coverage on J98.
Do you prefer a stress-free New Year's Eve? Join Chaumette Vineyards and Winery for an intimate New Year's Eve with an overnight stay in one of Chaumette's villas and arrive early for a champagne tasting before dinner. Menu choices include appetizers like lump crab cakes with remoulade sauce and lobster bisque, and entrees grilled New Zealand lamb chops with chambersan and rosemary glaze, and fresh fish from Honolulu. So have an early New Year's Eve dinner with great food, great wine, and great friends. Call Chaumette Vineyards and Winery for reservations at 573-747-1000.
We want to thank Boyer Lumber in Potosi, Sam Sism Ford Lincoln in Farmington, and Norman Crumpecker Bail Bonds in Potosi for sponsoring the Central Christmas Tournament. South Iron with a pass from the backcourt to the frontcourt, stolen by Reed. Gets it into the frontcourt, does Reed, over to Brown. Brown's pass to Reed is behind her, and South Iron now recovers with it. Still in the backcourt, full court press by the Dragons applied. Into the frontcourt, near side left, and that is going to be a blocking foul called on St. Jen as Hannah Alexander tried to get to the basket.
Only the third foul for St. Genevieve in the half with 5:26 remaining, so they've been playing some very clean basketball here.
20-16, our score, 5:26 in the second quarter. From the baseline, the pass to Micken left wide open in the corner for three, and she banks it home. Rattles it home.
Micken on fire in this quarter. That's 7 points for her.
Nine in the game for Micken. She had a pretty quiet first quarter, alive and well here in the second. Dragons with the ball, far left side. Left corner three from Reynolds. She's left wide open. That one's on the line, but a little too much to the right. The rebound to South Iron. Wilfong into the front court. Cross-court pass, left side wing. Passing up the shot, and now getting it to Wilfong. Wilfong from the free throw line. Bounce pass to Dara Miller from the baseline drive. She is short. Under five to play. Reynolds pushing it, and has it stripped by Micken. Micken one-on-one. Three-on-one now. Micken stops. Puts up a shot. It's no good. High off the glass, and the rebound there. Putback try from Alexander. She is fouled. Interesting move, Sean, for Micken to cut back towards the defender.
Yeah, she kind of challenged the defender there. Take her on rather than just take it yourself and go with the left hand off the backboard. I'm surprised she did that.
You almost wonder if maybe she's not as confident in that left hand, and that's why she did what she did.
That would be the only thought process or the only thinking behind a move like that.
So coming off the floor for the Dragons is Reed as well as Emma Meyer. The first free throw was no good from Alexander. Second one off the back iron and the short rebound to the Dragons. Darren Brown into the front court for St. Jen. Has the ball on the right wing. Pass to Reynolds. Back over to Brown. Brown left side to Helms. Helms still with it to Reynolds. Top of the three-point line. She drives all the way from the right paint and misses. Dragons with the rebound. Back to the top. The three-point try long. And it will go out of bounds to South Iron. Darren Brown off with the shot. 4:04 to go in this second quarter. Third place game of the Central Christmas Tournament. Girls side into the front court, and a pass is saved from going out of bounds by Alexander. Alexander to Wilfong. Wilfong from the paint misses the jumper. We have a loose ball, and it's going to be last touched by Callie Miller of South Iron. Avery Reed comes into the game after a quick breather. Coming out is Stiegel. Coach Banks using a lot of substitutions early on, trying to keep those legs fresh for the third and fourth quarter. 1-point game, Dragons with the lead and the ball, moving from left to right. Top of the key, Helms. Helms to Brown. Brown's shot was deflected. She got it back, found Reynolds right next to the bucket. And off the glass and good. Six in the game for Maddie Reynolds. Far right wing. It is Micken. Picked up her dribble. Finds Dara Miller. Right baseline drive. Stops for the floater. It's off the left of the rim. Rebound to the Panthers. Wilfong, top of the key. Swings it left. Back to Wilfong. Wilfong will go to the right side now to Micken. Micken up top to Callie Miller. Callie Miller, line drive pass left wing to Wilfong. Wilfong, lob pass into the paint. And a nice up and under. Interesting move from Hannah Alexander, but she connects. 22-21. Dragons holding on to a 1-point lead. A pass into the paint. And we have a pushing foul from behind. It will be Dara Miller called for the foul. And Caitlin Apt will go to the line for the Dragons.
That's 9 team fouls against South Iron. It'll be 2 free throws here on out if it's a defensive foul.
Only 14 fouls for the Dragons. Maddie Helms comes off the floor for St. Jen. And back on is Meyer. So a lot of 30 to 45 second breaks on the bench for these players as the second free throw is no good. And another substitution coming in for the Dragons. South Iron's pretty much stuck with their starting five. They've mixed in a couple of players off the bench, but mostly it's been Micken. Micken to Wilfong. Wilfong to Dara Miller. Miller back over to Wilfong. Wilfong into the right block. And a bad shot from Micken. She was double teamed, just threw it up. Hail Mary, not answered. 2.5 to go in the second quarter. Dragons, chance to extend their lead. Here's a 3-point try from the near side right wing, and it rattles out. Wilfong with a rebound up ahead. Left baseline drive. And foul is called. That was Hannah Alexander.
So Alexander's going to get a pair of free throws here. She's 0-for-2 so far, but does have 5 points on the game. 0-2 they tag with that foul. You're going to get Brown with the foul. That's her first. Team's fifth.
Winner takes third place. First free throw is hard from Alexander. Coming up immediately after this ball game will be the third place game on the boys' side, it will be DeSoto and Central. Second free throw is good from Alexander. She has six, and we're all tied up again at 22-22. 2:08 and rolling in the second quarter. Dragons moving from left to right in the front court. It is Brown. Brown right wing pass to Reynolds. Reynolds, they'll swing it around. Dragons left wing now. And back to Brown. Brown with a 2-3 zone for South Iron gives it up. Inside the paint from 5 feet. Kisses off the front of the rim. Nice shot from Stiegel. She has six. 24-22. Dragons back up by two. Wilfong, top of the key. Bounces right. Passes right to Micken. Micken almost double dribbling again. Gets it to the left wing for Alexander. Alexander back to Dara Miller. And we're going to have a foul away from the ball. Wilfong went to set up in the block and shoved her defender out of the way. Far side official in that corner caught it. And because that is the 10th team foul, but because it was an offensive foul, no free throws coming for the Dragons. Under 90 seconds to play in this first half. Chance for the Dragons to go up by 4 or 5. Brown near midcourt. 2-3 zone for the Panthers, slowing things down. Right block shot, no good from Reed. And then she'll get called for the foul, or no, just knocking the ball out of bounds. Let's go ahead and thank Fountain Blue Nursing Center and Festus, Dietrich Mother's Head Nursing Home in DeSoto, and J&M Auto Repair and Auto Body in Park Hills for sponsoring the Central Christmas Tournament. We thank you. Under minutes of play, up and under, left-hand layup, no good from Dara Miller. Dragons pushing it, and Reynolds gets shoved from behind. A frustration foul from Miller.
Yeah, surprised with the foul there. I'd understand if this was early on in one of the halves and they didn't want to, you know, allow an easy shot, but it wasn't going to be that easy of a shot. Now they're sending her to the charity stripe instead.
Reynolds touched the paint of the rim about three times, but still no luck. And now Helms will come off the floor for the Dragons. Stiegel on. Second free throw. Reynolds gets this one to roll. Maddie Reynolds with 7 points. She had 12 in the loss to Arcadia Valley. South Iron with the ball in the near court, in the front court. Far right side, Wilfong to Micken right corner. Wilfong back to the wing. Or Wilfong on the wing. Micken goes to set up in the post on the far left block. South Iron slowing things down. They're not trying to get it to her yet. Still with the ball near midcourt, Callie Miller. Miller swings it right to Wilfong. Wilfong with the ball chest high, and a timeout called by Coach Graves.
They kept trying to get the ball down low to Micken, but she's matched up against a very tall point guard, Maddie Reynolds. They're both 5'7".
Let's step aside for 30 seconds. 18.9 ticks left in the second quarter. St. Genevieve at 25 and South Iron 22.
The administration at Perryville School District 32 would like to show their support to all of their athletes. The Perryville School District commends their athletes and coaches for being dedicated and committed to doing their best. The district wants you to practice hard, play hard, but study harder. Remember, teamwork and determination will take you far. Best of luck in the future from everyone at Perryville School District. Have a safe and successful year.
New Year's Day is the last day of the after Christmas sale at Hefner. 40% off furniture and bedding, extra 10% off appliances, fast free delivery, or 0% till 2021. There's no place like Hefner's, Poplar Bluff and Farmington.
Welcome back. I'm Matt Greenwood. Alongside me, Sean Malone. 25-22, Dragons with the lead. South Iron with the ball as we approach the end of the first half. 13 seconds now left. South Iron still with the ball. Right corner, Micken takes on Reynolds, gives it up to Wilfong. Wilfong right wing, bounce pass to Micken right corner. Micken losing the ball out of bounds. Flopped. Referee did not fall for it as Micken tried to get Reynolds guilty of a foul. And now will be Reynolds and the Dragons with a chance to extend their lead with 4 seconds to go. Reynolds, top of the key, line drive pass, left block to Reed, is tipped away by South Iron. 0.5 seconds to go. It will stay Dragon ball as the ball went out of bounds on the near right baseline.
Maybe just enough time for a catch and shoot here, which is why I'm surprised Emma Meyer is the one doing the inbounding here. She's probably the best shooter the Dragons have.
Meyer to Reynolds. She gets it off in time, and that one is short to the left. That concludes the first half. It was pretty back and forth. Largest lead for the Dragons was 4. They lead it by 3, 25-22. We'll step aside and come back with some post-game or some halftime coverage on J98.
Barrett Jensen Automotive is offering some outstanding service specials. Dennis Barrett says the first one involves $5 off on a lube, oil, and filter, which comes with a lot of extras.
We will do a free battery and battery cable check, free tire pressure check, free belts and hoses check, free wiper blade check, free brake check. We do all of that when we service your car.
That's not the only special they have.
We also have $10 off on the lube oil filter with a tire rotation. Now that $10 off basically pays for your tire rotation.
Barrett Jensen Automotive, downtown Fredericktown.
Dan, why are people coming to Blackwell Motors today?
When I first came here, our stock numbers were in the 2 and 3,000. Now we're over 15,000 vehicles that have gone through here, and that's not counting trade-ins. So come in. We can get you sold into a vehicle, make you a happy customer. You'll come back time and time again, and you'll be referring your friends here. That's at Blackwell Motors in Bonterre and Farmington. Come in. Experience the difference with us. You won't go anywhere else.
Blackwell Motors. Customer care beyond compare at Blackwell Motors.
Pulse Tractor and Equipment, proud to bring you this halftime show of the Central Christmas Tournament. Pulse Tractor and Equipment, don't just follow the herd, lead the herd.
Matt Greenwood with you with Sean Malone on J98 coverage of the Central Christmas Tournament at TJ Fulon Fieldhouse. We are at the break where the St. Genevieve Dragons, the 4 seed entering this tournament, leading the 2 seed South Iron Panthers 25-22. And Sean, really, St. Gen kind of had a lot of control of this game in the half court. A lot of driving to the basket from Reynolds, piling up that foul count on South Iron. 10 team fouls for the Panthers in the first half. Do you think that maybe was a strategy going into this game, was attack the basket?
I think it certainly was, especially because St. Genevieve, from what I've seen in the tournament so far, they haven't been dominating the outside game. So they know if they're going to need to score, it's going to have to come at the rim, or it's not going to come at all. And so they've just been attacking and attacking, and they've gotten a couple of open players down low under the block as well, and that's been leading to those fouls also. You have to consider that. How many times did a pass lead to a wide open player that they just hacked so they couldn't get an easy two? And so a couple times they were pretty lucky. We thought it was going to lead to free throws, and it did not.
For South Iron, Ashley Micken slow to start in the first quarter, kind of maybe took South Iron out of a little bit of rhythm wise but to start that second quarter, Micken really caught fire early on. Finishes with 7 in the second quarter. Talk about her play and how it's helped South Iron stay in this game.
Well, they're really going to need her to step up, and you can see that there are points they're trying to get the ball to her down low on the block as well when she's matched up against Maddie Reynolds. But although Maddie Reynolds is a point guard, she's probably one of the taller guards for girls basketball in the listening area because she stands at 5'7", which is the same height as Micken. So that's not a gimme matchup right there either, especially when you have Maddie Reynolds' athleticism thrown in there too. A little tough to get that ball down low on the block to her without it getting poked away.
25-22, St. Genevieve leads South Iron here at the break, about 6.5 to go before the start of the third quarter. We're going to go ahead and step aside and come back with more Coles Tractor and Equipment Halftime Show. You're listening to J98's coverage of the Central Christmas Tournament.
The choice of an insurance company is an important one. You want someone to provide you with the best policy, with the best price, and the best service a company possibly can. Welcome home to Missouri Alliance Mutual Insurance Company. Hi, I'm Kim Fisher.
And I'm Chris Schamberg. Missouri Alliance Mutual Insurance Company provides you with the best policy, the best price, and the best service we possibly can.
We are and will continue to be a hometown company with hometown values, servicing insurance needs in Perry County, St. Genevieve County, and in the surrounding areas.
You're at home with Missouri Alliance Mutual Insurance Company. Call our offices today in Perryville at 573-547-6633 or in St. Genevieve at 883-3520 or online at moalllianceins.com.
Dan, why are people coming to see you today at Blackwell?
Well, because the weather's great, we've got the vehicles out here. They know they can get financed. And probably, well, about half the folks that have come in today have bought vehicles here before. I just sold a young couple from over there around Potosi area. They come in and bought a really nice Silverado. I wanted to thank them for that. I've had a couple of vans that have gone out today. A couple more SUVs are going to go out this afternoon. See where the action is. It's right here in Bonterre and Farmington. You can do the same thing right here at Bonterre. Come see us at Blackwell Motors.
Blackwell Motors. Customer care beyond compare at Blackwell Motors.
This is State Farm agent Eric Schweiss, and I'm proud to present the State Farm Stats of the Game.
We are at the end of two quarters, 16 minutes filed away. It's 25-22. The St. Genevieve Dragons leading South Iron with about 4.5 to go before the start of the third quarter. As you just heard, it's the Eric Schweiss State Farm agent stats of the game. We'll begin with the South Iron Panthers, who trail by 3 at the break. Michaela Ayers with 4. Ashley Micken with 9 to lead all scorers. Jada Brooks with 1. Dara Miller with 2. And Hannah Alexander with 6 off the bench to make up the 22 for South Iron. For the St. Genevieve Dragons, Maddie Reynolds with 7 points. Emma Meyer with 3 coming early on in the first quarter. Addie Stiegel with 6. Avery Reed, 4 of 4 from the free throw line. She has 6 points. And Maddie Helms with 3 to total 25 for the Dragons. They lead it by 3 at the half. We'll step aside for 2 minutes. When we come back, we will set the stage for the second half. You're listening to the third place game of the Central Christmas Tournament on J98.
Do you want to save more money but struggle with a good way to do it? Neura Bank wants to help you accomplish that goal. Hi, I'm Paul Hale, and our new product, called Roundup Savings, allows you to have any transaction made with your debit card automatically round up to the next whole dollar. The difference is transferred right into another New Era Bank account of your choosing. It's that simple, and it's just that easy to save with New Era Bank. Visit or call one of our branches in Fredericktown, Farmington, Park Hills, Deloge, or Bonterre, or check out our website at newerabank.com to learn more. New Era Bank, member FDIC.
Missouri Highlands Healthcare. Healthcare you can feel good about. Hi, I'm Heather Ray with Missouri Highlands. Our clinics are committed to meeting the primary and preventative care needs of the residents of Carter, Reynolds, Shannon, Iron, Ripley, Butler, and Wayne counties. At Missouri Highlands, we serve patients regardless of the insurance status, and with our sliding fee scale, your costs are based solely upon your ability to pay. And it's right here at Missouri Highlands Healthcare. Visit www.mohi.org for a clinic near you.
Headed to Blackwell Motors at the Farmington location. Larry, what's going on today?
Man, we've got more going on than we can keep up with. First off, I want to wish everyone a happy new year and tell them to be safe. Please stop in and see myself, Larry Christman Jr., Dave Dickerson, or Frank Marino here in the Farmington location, Blackwell Motors. Also, my phone number is 756-1395. Call, we'll get you financed. When everybody else is telling you it can't happen, we'll make it happen for you.
Blackwell Motors, customer care beyond compare at Blackwell Motors.
From the first fastener to the final finishing touch, Menards is here to help with an 11% rebate on everything, even sale prices. Whether you're starting a New Year's project or updating your appliances, you'll save 11% on all of it so you can finish your latest project and start planning the next big thing. Get building with an 11% rebate on everything, even sale items, now at Menards. Good through December 31st. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Welcome back to the Coles Tractor and Equipment Halftime Show. It is now coming to a close as we're less than 80 seconds away from the start of this third quarter. It is the St. Genevieve Dragons 25 and the South Iron Panthers with 22 as Sean Malone goes and gets some interviews for a pregame for DeSoto and Central coming up next on J98. We'll be here for this one for that one as well. We also want to thank Quality Transportation in Pilot Knob, Hillsborough R3 School District, Dairy Queen in Potosi and Farmington, and State Farm agent Matt Woods in Hillsborough for sponsoring the Central Christmas Tournament. Both teams getting their final little pep talk from the head coaches. Lawrence Graves of the South Iron Panthers on a bend. Josh Banks of the St. Genevieve Dragons, he's on a knee as they get those final few words and instructions and encouragement to the players. Under 30 seconds now left. Still some fans filing in this afternoon. Not a great crowd, but it is starting to fill up as we anticipate a huge crowd for DeSoto and Central, especially with Central being the host team. Should be a pretty exciting boys third-place matchup. Coming up after the boys third-place matchup will be the girls championship between Arcadia Valley and Central. And then the last game of the Central Christmas Tournament, sadly, yes, it will be this evening around 7:30, Farmington taking on number one seed Hillsborough. Third quarter underway. South Iron with the ball, top of the key. Mickens swings it left to Dara Miller. Miller left wing, pass up top to Brooks. Brooks swings it right to Micken. Micken, lob pass to Brooks. Brooks down low, eye off the glass, draws the foul. Jada Brooks, one of two from the free throw line. She'll go back at it. Again, Brooks with that odd stance, standing sideways at the free throw line. Her left hip angled it towards center court. And she is short on the first free throw and a shrug of the shoulders. Clearly frustrated with herself. One more to go. Still a long season to go for both these schools, as the second free throw will go 360 inside the rim before falling through. So Brooks, 2 of 4 from the charity stripe. 25-23, St. Genevieve with the lead. Bounce pass into the near left block. Shot a little too strong from Reed. Reed gets her own rebound and airballs the 5-foot putback. Micken saves the ball from going out of bounds to the hands of Miller. Miller up into the front court to Brooks. Brooks high off the glass. The foul and the bucket. Darren Brown incredulous at the call. That is going to be her second foul. And I beg your pardon, they're going to give it to number 22, Addie Stiegel. Here's Jada Brooks from the line to complete the three-point play the old-fashioned way. There it goes. A quick 4 points for Brooks to give South Iron their first lead since 15-14 of the second quarter. 26-25. Top of the key, Reynolds. Right wing pass. And nice bucket from the lefty, Emma Meyer. Left wide open. South Iron still sticking with their 2-3 zone to start the second half. It's St. Jen back up by two, 28-26, under seven to play. Micken with nine in the first half. Swings it left side. Left baseline drive. Taking on a triple team. High off the glass. Ayers. Rebound. Brooks and another foul. And Brooks in the act of shooting, according to the near side official. And Brooks will shoot her fifth and sixth free throws of the game. Sideways stance, slight bend to the knees, up and through. .640 to go in this first half. Beautiful confines of Central High School. Second free throw from Brooks is good. She is four of six from the line in this third quarter. 28-28 the score. Reynolds on the near left corner to Brown. Brown, her pass to Reed in the low block is stolen by South Iron. Quickly up ahead in the front court. The left hand miss from Wilfong. The offensive rebound again for Jada Brooks. And Brooks is short, but she's going to go to the free throw line. And Wilfong is in a world of pain right now. Wilfong has braces on her left and her right knee. It looks like she twisted either her knee or her ankle, and she is trying to hide. She's trying to fight back the tears right now as a timeout is called. Still trying to stretch out that leg. 28-28 the score as Brooks gets ready for some free throws after the timeout. 6:18 to play in this third quarter. We want to thank Iron County, C4 School District, and Viburnum, Patterson Well Drilling in Cadet, Potosi R3 School District, and Vicky Crocker Realty in Deloge. South Iron trailed at 12-17 at the end of the first quarter. The Dragons then held a lead at the break, 25-22, but South Iron with four quick points from Brooks took the lead 26-25. It lasted about 20 seconds as Emma Meyer drilled it from long range. And now we are tied again with another free throw from Brooks, and this one she misses. Still more folks filing in. Second free throw short, but it rolls on the back iron and through. Five made free throws for Jada Brooks in this third quarter. 29-28 Panthers regain the lead. Still in that 2-3 zone. Maddie Reynolds near left side corner. Baseline drive, and she'll miss her shot short. Rebound to Wilfong. Wilfong to Ayers. Ayers with the floater from 5 feet, no good. The offensive rebound and putback from Dara Miller is no good. Top of the key, three-point try from Micken is short. Offensive rebound, Brooks, and she puts it high off the glass. Brooks has scored all 9 points in this second half for South Iron, 31-28, 5:38 to play. Reynolds dribbles between a double team, puts up a shot off the cushion on the bottom of the board. The rebound to Brooks. Brooks to Dara Miller. Miller still in the backcourt, taking on Reynolds. Reynolds with the smothering defense. And here's a pass in the left corner. Three from Micken. Strong. Going up for the rebound to Reed. She comes down with it. Gives it up before she traveled. Reynolds. Bounce pass right corner. Wide open for three. Brown. No good. Darren Brown has not found a rhythm at all offensively. Scoreless as a starter. Micken from coast to coast. Right hand layup high off the glass. And a loose ball towards the far left sideline. Saved by St. Genevieve. And all the way back into the front court, the right-handed layup is swatted out of bounds. Emma Meyer with 6 points had her shot blocked right there. Jada Brooks putting in a healthy 3 minutes and 5 seconds to start this third quarter with 9 of South Iron's 9 third quarter points. On the inbound, Reynolds left open for three on the near side wing. She is way too strong. Missed everything. And the offensive rebound, or the defensive rebound, I should say, in the corner for Ayers. Ayers to Micken in the front court, top of the key, swings it right to Miller. Miller up top to Callie Miller. Callie to Micken. Had to pick up her dribble as the ball almost popped out of her hand. Now in the hands on the near right side, bounce pass to the right block, and nice spin move. Left hand shot off the window for Callie Miller. She's on the score sheet. Six different players have now scored for the Panthers. They extend their lead to 33-28. Near side left wing three from the lefty is short. Meyer. Defensive rebound, South Iron. And Miller throws it away. St. Jen three on one. Lob pass left block. Arendt saving it from out of bounds to Reynolds. Reynolds is fouled on the shot. Excellent hustle from Emma Meyer to keep possession for the Dragons and keep that 2-on-1 advantage. And it's the very reliable Reynolds to the line. 7 points for Maddie Reynolds in the first half. Trying to add to that total from the charity stripe. First free throw is hard. Dragons will make a sub before the second free throw. It is Stiegel coming off the floor. And on the floor is Helms. Second free throw is off the mark as well from Reynolds. That's unusual. 33-28 South Iron with the lead. Under four to play. Moving from left to right. Far left wing, Wilfong. Looks like she's okay after maybe twisting that ankle a little bit. Now near right wing. That was Miller. Back across to Wilfong. Wilfong into the left block to Micken. She takes on Reynolds, and Reynolds stuck out the right leg. Or did she? The official said she did. And it will be two free throws for Micken.
Already five fouls against St. Genevieve. This could be trouble.
And first free throw from Micken is no good, especially trouble with the absence of Dunsey for St. Gen. Courtney Dunsey unable to play today.
This team is thin as is, and they got into some foul trouble in the semifinal game. That was part of the reason why they got bounced.
I mean, they did a good job of keeping it close with Arcadia Valley, but the Tigers able to pull away late.
The issue in the end of the game was they had three players like at key minutes. Dunsey, Reynolds, as well as Helms, all of them had four fouls.
The second free throw was no good. And now a far right corner three from Reynolds. gets the friendly roll. Took a high bounce, then to the front rim, rolled on the, along the left side of the rim, and then finally fell through. 33-31, South Iron with the lead, and the ball moving from left to right, far left wing. It is Ayers. Ayers dribbles towards the paint, kicks it right wing, and way short from Wilfong. Maybe not able to use her legs very well, but an offensive rebound for the Panthers. Ayers to midcourt to Callie Miller. Miller back to Ayers. Ayers, top of the key to Micken. Micken drives left and pulls back out. Reynolds, good smothering defense again. Very impressive one-on-one is Reynolds defensively. Wilfong into the right block. And Callie Miller's going to get called for the offensive foul.
She pulled the chair on out from under her there and got bumped a little too hard.
Second personal foul for Callie Miller. She has 2 points in the game. Dragons a chance to tie or take the lead with a three. Reynolds to bring it up the floor. Crosses the timeline. Swings it right to Brown. Darren Brown, left hand dribble across the charity stripe and gives it up to Stiegel. Stiegel has her pass stolen by Ayers. Ayers is going to be bumped on her way to the basket by Reynolds.
That is a great play by Reynolds there. She was way behind the player for St. Jeremy Miller, and she was able to sprint and catch up. Excuse me, that was Ayers that she caught up to for South Iron. And Reynolds came from a few feet behind, caught up, got in front of her, and then bumped her, so it wasn't a clear pass foul.
Ayers able to knock home the first free throw. And not only that, but she bumped her enough to throw off the shot.
Mm-hmm.
Forcing Ayers to have to get her 2 points the hard way. And, well, there she is hard on that second free throw. So good foul by Reynolds. It is her third, however. But St. Jen only trails now 34-31. They can tie it with a three here. Near midcourt, Brown. Ball on the right hip. Lob pass right corner. Saved from going out of bounds by Meyer. Meyer to Helms. Helms down into the far right block. And that is going to be a foul as Reed will go to the line.
Reed 4-for-4 from the charity stripe in the first half. That's how she got most of her points.
Both teams, very limited options coming off the bench, but, well, South Iron a little bit more depth. But either way, they're both using everyone in this game, trying to get as many points from different players as possible. Avery Reed knocked down her first free throw. Second one will roll home. Avery Reed now 6 of 6 from the free throw line. 8 points in the game. Cuts the Panthers' lead down to 1, 34-33, 1:47 to play in this third quarter. Moving from left to right, South Iron. Micken, left wing pass to Miller. Picked up her dribble as she dribbled to the right. Gives it to Jada Brooks. Brooks back into the game after 9 points to start the third quarter for South Iron. Brooks gives it up. Top of the key now is Alexander. Alexander swings it left to Brooks. Brooks to Miller. Miller in the block. Passes to the free throw line, and Wilfong misses the shot from 10 feet. Dragons can take the lead here. All they need is a two. Darren Brown to slow things down for the Dragons. Kicks it left wing. Dribbling right, Meyer. Meyer gets a screen up top, and two whistles go at the same time, which means the officials agreed with each other. It will be an offensive foul on the Dragons. They both saw the same thing, Sean.
Yeah, I didn't quite see it, but it looked like in my peripheral vision they might have called an illegal screen.
Avery Reed getting out there a little too soon, not getting set before Brown crossed her path.
And already with a minute left in the third quarter, that is 7 fouls against St. Genevieve in the half.
South Iron with 60 seconds to play. On the right wing, left-hand dribble for Alexander. Hands it off to Wilfong. Wilfong high off the glass. And again, Jada Brooks, an offensive rebound, another putback, and she'll go to the line once more.
Chance of making a three-point play here.
11 third quarter points for Jada Brooks. She's got about 5 or 6 offensive boards to go with it. She is killing it on the glass. First free throw is good to complete the three-point play. 12 in the third quarter for Brooks. South Iron up 37-33, 45 seconds to go. Right wing with it now is Reed. Reed has the ball slip out of her hand. to Alexander. Two-on-one opportunity if they want it. A lob pass to Wilfong in the right block, and she is put from behind by Darren Brown. 9 team fouls by St. Jen as both teams basically just swapped team fouls in each half. It was South Iron with 10 team fouls after one half. Now St. Jen one away from that here in the second.
There's already a whole quarter still to play here. That at least for South Iron, they didn't get till 10 until late in the half. You got 35 seconds and a whole nother quarter for St. Genevieve.
First free throw good from Wilfong. And what's interesting about this situation is South Iron, the reason they fell so far behind Central was a bad third quarter. They put 2 points in that semifinal game. They've put up way more than that here in the third quarter. Second free throw good from Wilfong. Dragons, right side of the floor, moving from right to left, now dribbling to the left side of the floor. Meyer, left hand bounce pass to Reynolds. Reynolds kicks it left wing to Meyer. Meyer gets it back, and three-point try is short. Gets her own rebound, puts it up with the right hand. No good. Saving it from going out of bounds is Reed. Ball on the near left sideline.
It'll be St. Genevieve ball. Great save there. Looked like it deflected out of right before it went out of bounds off of Dara Miller.
By the way, was able to finally calculate it. 17 third-quarter points for South Iron compared to their 2 the other day against Central. 3 seconds to go. Runner off the glass from Reynolds. No good. Offensive rebound put back from Reed at the buzzer is also blocked. 39-33. South Iron turns things around in the third quarter. 8 more minutes to go in the third place game of the Central Christmas Tournament on J98.
People will always tell you who you should be, but you know yourself better than anyone. When it comes to drugs and alcohol, you make the choices. Listen to yourself. BeUnderYourOwnInfluence.org. Again, that's BeUnderYourOwnInfluence.org.
Headed to Blackwell Motors. Larry, what kind of great deals do you have at the Farmington location?
Well, let me tell you, we've got more trucks probably than anyone in the country. We've got close to about 800 vehicles in stock. We have several locations. You come right in here to the Farmington location, see myself, Frank Marino, or Dave Dickerson, and we'll find you the vehicle that fits your needs, whether it be a truck, SUV, sports car, convertible. When the other guys tell you no, stop in and see us. Give us a chance to say yes.
Blackwell Motors. Customer care beyond compare at Blackwell Motors.
KTJJ Farmington. Festus Crystal City, St. Genevieve. The Boot.
The start of the fourth quarter here at TJ Fulon Fieldhouse in Park Hills. Matt Greenwood alongside me, Sean Malone. Third place game, St. Genevieve Dragons, South Iron Lady Panthers. 39-33 South Iron with the lead, a 17-point third quarter. Dragons will start the fourth quarter with the ball in the right block, high off the glass. Good shot from Reed. Reed has now scored at least 2 points in every single quarter. Dragons pull within 4. South Iron moving from left to right in this fourth quarter. Right wing is Dara Miller. Miller up to Micken, left wide open for some reason, and she misses the 3. Jada Brooks, another offensive rebound, but as she pulled it down, lost her footing, and is called for the travel. St. Jen led by 5 after 1, led by 3 after 2, and trailing by 6 to start this fourth. Now down 4. 7:18 to play in this fourth quarter. Dragons moving from right to left. A lob pass to the low block is going to be tipped up in the air by Micken and stolen. Or, bigger pardon, Ayers. And we have a foul on the floor. That is now 10. That is now 10 team fouls, which means double bonus opportunity for the Panthers from here on out.
And they still have 7:13 left to play in this game.
Ayers with the defensive rebound. Now able to turn it into free throw opportunities, but she is hard off the back iron on the first one. Ayers with 5 points in the game so far. Second free throw. Spin. In. So Ayers with 6. Back up to a 5-point lead for the Panthers. Brown swings it left to Reynolds, left open for three. 2-3 zone for the Panthers. Reynolds passes up the shot, back over to Brown right side, over to Meyer right wing. Brown back to Reynolds left side. Reynolds, one bounce pass over to Brown. Brown swings it into the right corner for Meyer. Meyer still can't find a shot. Back to Brown, over to Reynolds, left wing three. No, on defensive rebound for South Iron. It is Ashley Micken. Micken from coast to coast. No one picks her up all the way to the bucket, but misses the right-hand layup. Rebound to South Iron. And a putback try from Micken, and she is going to be called for the travel.
Tough break there for South Iron. That's twice now. They've gotten the offensive rebound, but have turned it over.
Nice little right-to-left move for Micken. Unfortunately, could not connect on the shot. Dragons trailing by five, moving from right to left. Reynolds top of the key, swings it to her right. Brown, ball on the hip. Line drive pass back over to Reynolds from the top of the key into the paint. The runner, no good. And Reynolds goes up for the offensive rebound. And a little too aggressive from Reynolds. And that is going to be her fourth foul of the game. And she has no idea why that was a foul. And neither does Coach Josh Banks.
Yeah, I think they wanted a jump ball there as Reynolds came skying in a little bit from behind. I think that is where the call came from. But she was trying to see if she could force a jump ball.
Dara Miller to the line. She only has 2 points way back in the first quarter. Slight bend to the knees, and the first free throw is off to the right. You know, sometimes you can catch these coaches having lunch in the hospitality room with the officials. So when they get angry, it's kind of interesting to see where that's going to go. Second free throw, no good from Miller. Rebound to the Dragons. They push it. Reynolds, got to be careful not to pick up an offensive foul and foul out. Right elbow jumper. Nice, beautiful stroke from Addie Stiegel. Stiegel with eight, and the defensive pressure picks up for the Dragons in the backcourt, and a timeout from Coach Graves. He wants to make sure his players are ready for any backcourt press. We'll go ahead and keep it here with 6 minutes even on the clock. 40-37, South Iron with the three-point lead. The big thing here is 10 team fouls for St. Jen and also four personals on Maddie Reynolds. Only three team fouls for the South Iron Panthers. We want to thank Perry County School District number 32, Lenny's in Lesterville, Walmart Supercenter in Fredericktown, and LaPlante Carpet in Park Hills for sponsoring the Central Christmas Tournament.
Still 6 minutes left to play. A lot of time for St. Genevieve to just get deeper with their foul trouble. Maddie Reynolds already has four. We saw in the last game, the semifinal game, she had to play a little bit passive defense towards the end of the game to avoid committing a fifth foul in that game. Wonder if we'll see a lot of the same here and South Iron take advantage of that.
To inbound it on the near side, right sideline, is Wilfong. Lobs it into the backcourt to Micken. The ball is already on the other side of the line, but Micken crosses the timeline. Gets it to Ayers. Ayers with a right-hand dribble. Pulls it back to center court. Crossover dribble left. Bounce pass at the feet of Addie Stiegel. And a kick ball is called. South Iron maintaining possession. 5:44 to go in this fourth quarter. Wilfong underneath her own basket. Nice pass. Nice find. Nice bank from Ashley Micken. Micken from about 7 feet. Pretty easy shot for her. Panthers back into a 2-3 zone. Reynolds splits it, has her shot blocked. Panthers the other way. 3-on-2, and the ball is knocked away from behind. Excellent defensive coverage from Stiegel, but she knocked it out of bounds. It will stay South Iron basketball, but that's what Coach Banks probably wants to see a lot of on those transition opportunities. Hustle defense, that's what you'd like to see.
Yeah, get back and hustle and force exactly what happened there. Tip out of bounds, and now you can play some half-court defense.
Micken receives it top of the key. Ball on her right hip. Swings, or goes left, I should say. Bounce pass over to Brooks. Brooks has been quiet in this fourth quarter. Hadn't really played much. Had a 12-point third quarter, did Brooks. Still South Iron with the ball in their maroon. Near right side wing for Dara Miller. Miller hands it off to Wilfong, who then hands it off on the wing to Ayers. Ayers to Micken. Micken drives, and a nice line drive pass to the left block for Brooks off the glass.
Saw that Brooks was open and just hit her with the backdoor pass.
Maybe one of the best play designs we've seen in this tournament right there. Great ball handling and passing from the Panthers. 44-37, they lead. Under five to play. Reynolds will launch it up from the near side wing, and that's nothing but nylon. Got to get her going if they're going to make their comeback. Full court press, four players in the backcourt. Into the front court, pass to Wilfong. Wilfong to the right block to Miller, and yep, Miller gets called for the travel. Emma Meyer to check in for the Dragons.
They've been able to go on a little bit of a run as St. Genevieve because they've stopped committing fouls, really.
Reynolds, who just hit a three, gives up the ball to Brown. Cross-court pass near side left wing to Meyer. Meyer to Reynolds. Those are the three you talk a lot about. Meyer, Reynolds, and Brown. Reynolds with a pass down low to Reed. Has it knocked away. It will stay Dragons ball as they trail by four with 4:08 left to go in this fourth quarter. Meyer to inbound on the near side, left sideline. Gets it to Reynolds, top of the key. Fake screen. Reynolds goes away from it. Throws it up with the right hand, about 3 feet away from the basket, rolls off. Defensive rebound, Panthers. Callie Miller to Micken, far left wing. Micken with Brown on her. Goes to her left. Micken sticks with her. Creates some space, does Micken. Micken inside the paint, forced to give it up. Callie Miller hands it off to Wilfong from the free throw line, drives left side, and lays it up with the left. And a timeout called by Coach Banks. We'll take it with him. A 30-second pause in the action. 3:38 to go in this fourth quarter. South Iron 46 and St. Genevieve 40. You're listening to the third place game of the Central Christmas Tournament on J98.
What is peace of mind? At Farmington Presbyterian Manors Assisted Living, it means you can worry less and enjoy more with a healthy balance of independence and support, plus access to quality care right where you live. So if you or someone you love is in need of extra care and attention that you can't get at home, let us help you find that lasting peace of mind. We now have openings in assisted living. To learn more, call Presbyterian Manor today at 756-6768 or visit farmingtonpresbyterianmanor.org. Together, we'll find the answers.
New Year's Day is the last day of the after Christmas sale at Hefner. 40% off furniture and bedding, extra 10% off appliances, fast free delivery, or 0% till 2021. There's no place like Hefner's, Poplar Bluff and Farmington.
Welcome back to the TJ Fulon Fieldhouse. Matt Greenwood alongside me, Sean Malone. Fourth quarter, 46-40, South Iron with the six-point lead. 3:38 to go in this one. It is the third-place game. Dragons lost to Arcadia Valley in the semifinal round. South Iron losing to the host team, Central, in the semifinal round. Both teams trying to get something out of this competition. Under 3.5 to play. Dragons with the ball moving from right to left. Top of the key, Reynolds swings it right to Darren Brown. Brown, side-to-side pass over to Meyer, a little bit high. Meyer saves it, keeps it, bounce pass to Reed, back to Meyer, left wing three, it's good. There you go, Emma Meyer, her third three of the game. Pulls the Dragons within three.
Here we go, full court trap being run here by St. Jen.
Micken into the front court to Wilfong, three on one, takes her defender on one-on-one and banks it home with the right hand. Wilfong has come alive in this second half. She has seven, all 7 points in the third and fourth quarter. 48-43 South Iron. Launch from the right wing. Look at that distant shot from Reynolds. Reynolds with her third three of the game. 48-46. South Iron still in the backcourt. Errant pass from Wilfong to Ayers. And no, South Iron will not get bailed out here. It will be Dragon basketball. A bucket here ties it.
Yeah, that was last touch by South Iron. I'm not sure if it was the player streaking down the side, Micken, trying to keep it in, or the player that threw it away from the near side.
Reynolds to receive the inbound on the far right side. Dribbles towards the right wing, picks up her dribble. Cross-court pass is going to be way too high. Brown is what, 5'4", 5'5"?
She's listed at 5'4".
5'4", Darren Brown. That pass was about 6 feet high. South Iron with the ball. Callie Miller in the backcourt, spins, fires to Wilfong, still in the backcourt. Wilfong saved that one from going out of bounds, and Coach Graves bailing out the team again with another timeout. We'll take it with him. 30-second pause in the action. 2:24 left in this fourth quarter. 48-46 South Iron on J98.
Welcome to the new year. Are you thinking about saving more in 2017? See the team at First State Community Bank. We offer savings accounts to jumpstart your resolution to save. With MoneyTrack online financial management, you can set savings goals, track expenses, create budgets, and more. We're your source for saving in 2017. First State Community Bank, member FDIC, online at fscb.com. Find us on Facebook.
First State Community Bank. Success starts here.
Matt Greenwood and Sean Malone with you in this fourth quarter at TJ Fulon Fieldhouse. South Iron still has to deal with the backcourt press from St. Jen. It will be Ayers to run to the front court, but the pass stays in the backcourt to Dara Miller. Miller with probably about 4 seconds left to get it across, and she will. Still with it, Miller. Dribbles it to the right wing. Pass to Wilfong. Wilfong down low to Brooks, and Brooks Hart is fouled hard. Brooks to the free throw line again. Brooks has made 7 free throws. She's been to the line 11 times. She made one of her first 4.
It's 3 fouls against Maddie Holmes. That's one of the other players that commit quite a number of fouls in the last game. She had 4.
Brooks rattles out the first free throw. We want to thank Ruther Ford and Herculaneum, South Iron, R1 School District in Annapolis, and Missouri Highlands Healthcare, healthcare you can feel good about. Chance to bump up the lead back to 3 for the Panthers. Brooks, nothing but net. Brooks has been the star of the show for the Panthers in this one, especially with that 12-point third quarter. Dragons trailing by 3, moving from right to left. Still a 2-3 zone. More of a collapse near the top of the key for South Iron. St. Genevieve's able to get the ball down low. Meyer to Stiegel, and Stiegel is fouled, and she'll go to the charity stripe.
Looking at Brooks with the foul, that is her 4th, so she's got to be careful not to foul out of this game.
Free throw from Stiegel is good. Stiegel now has scored in every quarter but the 3rd. She's done it in kind of the same fashion. 1 made field goal and 1 made free throw. And we're going to have a lane violation called on South Iron. So another free throw coming for Stiegel. 2 dribbles, right hand shot, and that one's good. Stiegel breaks her own trend. Now has 4 points in this fourth quarter. 49-48. South Iron holding on to a 1-point lead. Under 2 to play. Ball in the backcourt. Panthers with it. Dara Miller receives the inbound. Takes it from 3 quarters court to the first quarter court. Ayers to Brooks left block. Back out to Wilfong. Wilfong from the left wing drives. And traveling is going to be called on Wilfong.
And she can't believe the call as she looks over to the bench and had a little bit of a chuckle, too.
One of those things where you try to pass it underhand with your right hand and you lose a little bit of control of it, but just enough control maintained for you to travel with it. So really not much Wilfong could do about that one. St. Jen with a chance to take the lead with a bucket here. Trailing by 1. Reynolds all the way to the bucket from the right side. Lays it home.
And that'll give St. Genevieve the lead for the first time since early on in the third quarter.
50-49 Dragons in the near side right block. Micken takes on Reynolds. Reynolds, careful not to get her 5th foul, and forces Micken to a bad shot. Reynolds all the way, coast to coast, ran into her own player, Reed, and the ball goes out of bounds. It will stay Dragon basketball, and we have another timeout called by Coach Banks. It's a full timeout. We'll take it with him. 1:14 to go in this fourth quarter. 50-49, St. Genevieve in the third place game of the Central Christmas Tournament on J98.
Greetings, everyone. It's the Tooth Fairy here with a few friendly reminders. First of all, kids, make sure you're brushing and flossing every day. Shiny teeth with no cavities are worth a lot more dough. And parents, just because I don't pay you for your teeth doesn't mean you shouldn't keep yours healthy, too.
This is Dr. James Shaner with Farmington Dental Care. Make your appointment today at 756-4245, farmingtondentalcare.com.
Seconds left in this fourth and final quarter. between South Iron and St. Genevieve. It was 25-22 Dragons at the break. A 17-point third quarter for the Panthers put them up by six at the end of three. But it has been the Dragons with the comeback here. And out of the timeout from Coach Banks, it will be Meyer to inbound it from the baseline. Meyer, no one's defending her on the inbound, gets it to Reed. Reed back to Meyer, near side left corner. Dragons moving from right to left to our left currently. Near midcourt is Reynolds. Will Fong slowly comes out there to play defense on her. Reynolds fakes going forward, pulls back out. No shot clock in high school ball. South Iron, only 14 fouls, too. They're going to have to rush Reynolds. Reynolds is rushed. She dribbles all the way through the paint, back to the right wing, gives it up, and then they find Helms. Helms to Meyer, and Meyer is fouled.
That little game of keep away they played at the end there. Reynolds drove through. She could have easily been fouled. Decided to kind of hook a right turn and get away from the paint, and then played a bit of keep away with Brown as well as Meyer. That burned 10 seconds extra off the clock. It's at 45.8 right now.
South Iron still needs to foul two more times to put the Dragons on the line. Here's the inbound, and Reynolds is tripped up. No call. Goes to the court for it. Possession arrow, and it favors South Iron. So the Panthers get a big break there and a rise from the bench. 43.3 seconds left. South Iron can take the lead with a basket here. Coach Graves wants to use one of his remaining two timeouts.
Yeah, I think he's going to draw up a play right here. And the question becomes is how much time do you want to leave on the clock after this? I imagine you want maybe somewhere between 15 and 20 seconds at the very least left, enough where, okay, if you don't get it, you can force a foul, two free throws, and then see if you can go down to the opposite end of the court and put up a three to tie it. But you don't want to leave a ton of time on the clock as well.
Yeah, that's the tricky thing about not having a shot clock in the high school game, is that you have to kind of measure the time a little bit differently because, well, I mean, they can just play keep away from you and milk as much time as they want instead of a confined 24 seconds or 30 seconds or so. Let's go ahead and thank Mega Sports in Farmington, Kernan Auto Body in Bonterre, and First Midwest Bank of the Ozarks in Piedmont. Let's squeeze in one more state representative, Paul Fitzwater in Potosi, sponsors for the Central Christmas Tournament. It is Ayers in the backcourt, moving from left to right, Panthers. They trail by one. They have the ball. Ayers with a little shove, no call. Fans on the far side of the court, one and one. Wilfong now dealing with it to Micken. Micken right wing, left-hand drive over to Ayers. Another shove, another call wanted by the fans. And here on the right block, the drive from Dara Miller. It's good. South Iron leads it 51-50. Dragons, 16 seconds to go. Reynolds is going to be fouled.
Good foul there. They had a foul to give. They have another foul to give as well, as that is only six now against South Iron.
Miller with 4 points. Two of those four, none bigger than that layup right there. It is Meyer to inbound it from the baseline. 5 second count almost called, and Josh Banks, the coach for the Dragons, will bail her out. Uses his final timeout. 15 seconds even on the clock. Full timeout. We'll take it with him. We want to hear from Blackwell's. It's the third place game of the Central Christmas Tournament on J98.
Headed over to the Farmington location with Larry at Blackwell Motors. You guys helping to make the new year bright for everybody, Larry?
Man, we're doing our best. You know, if people just stop in and give us a chance to prove to them that we can get them financed when everybody else is telling them it looks too difficult, just anything they'd need. Just stop in and ask for Larry Chrisman Jr., myself, Frank Marino, or Dave Dickerson. Also, my phone number is 573-756-1395.
Blackwell Motors, customer care beyond compare at Blackwell Motors.
Out of the timeout, the Dragons trailing 51-50. They have the ball. They'll inbound it from just to the left of their basket on the baseline. 15 seconds even on the clock. Third place game on the line. Meyer to inbound it for the Dragons. Gets it into the far right corner to Reed. Reed up top to Brown. Brown swings it left to Reynolds. Reynolds takes on the double team. All the way to the paint. The shot is blocked. Loose ball picked up by Reed. Put back. No. Fight for the rebound. Micken gets it. And we have a jump ball called with 4.5 seconds left.
That is a lucky break getting the jump ball call there. The St. Genevieve, they wanted a foul call at some point. Well, this is going to be 4.5 seconds left and a chance to take the lead for St. Genevieve. And keep in mind, South Iron still has a foul to give. As soon as that ball gets inbounded, I'm wrapping up whoever has it. Just burn a few seconds off the clock, and that way they can't get the shot up right away. Just kind of take as much time as you can off the clock.
Well, if the pass goes to the low block, though, I would foul right away. I mean, you kind of have no other option.
It goes anywhere, inside, outside. I foul right away just to burn more time off the clock. And I imagine that St. Genevieve is going to be drawing up their best play right here for the inbounds. So you also burn that play as well. And once again, they have the foul. Well, not the foul to give. It's six fouls. That would lead to 1-1. My mistake with the math there. But had they had a foul to give, that would be what I would do.
So with that in mind, I mean, St. Jen really hasn't been fantastic from the free throw line at all today. They really haven't been to the line very much. It's mainly been South Iron there. But 4.5 seconds to go. Coach Graves called his last timeout as well. So clear the timeout table. None for either coach. It will be Meyer for the Dragons to inbound it. 4.5 to go, trailing by 1. Gets it to Reed. The ball is tipped up into the air. Reed still with it. Back to Meyer from distance. It's good at the buzzer! Emma Meyer has sealed third place for the St. Genevieve Dragons with a buzzer beater from the right wing. Look at them celebrate.
They are ecstatic and relieved as well, as this game at halftime, it looked like it was going to easily go their way. But then they got into foul trouble, and Emma Meyer stepping up with a clutch three right at the very end there. Putting it up, it goes through the net right as the shot clock goes off. Unbelievable three from Emma Meyer.
4 threes in a game for Emma Meyer, and the biggest one of the tournament for her right there at the buzzer. Wow. What a comeback victory for St. Genevieve. They trailed by 6 at the end of 3, and they outlast the Panthers 53-51.
And in last year's tournament, Maddie Reynolds did the same exact thing too. So back-to-back years in the third place game, St. Genevieve wins it on a buzzer beater.
Crazy, crazy, crazy sums up everything this afternoon for St. Genevieve and South Iron. We'll step aside and come back with some post-game coverage here on J98. Congratulations to the St. Genevieve Dragons. They are the third place champs of the Central Christmas Tournament.
Jason Hale here from Auto Centers Bonterre. Last month, I took in so many cars on trade. Now I'm buried in inventory. It's an inventory avalanche. There's cars everywhere. Which means right now you could drive home a nicer, newer car for just $7 down. That's right. With approved credit, you could be in driver's heaven for just $7 down. Feeling snowed in by past credit mishaps? No big deal. My For the People credit approval process makes car buying easy and stress-free. It's an avalanche of approvals. So don't stay frozen in a car you hate. We want to clear the way so you can drive today for just $7 down. But hurry, we should have this cleaned up in a couple of weeks. And this deal won't last past the end of the month. I'm Jason Hale, your dealer For the People. Visit Auto Centers Bonterre today, 67 North. Just look for the frog or AutoCenterSouth.com. Call 358-1020, 358-1020.
Headed over to the Farmington location with Larry at Blackwell Motors. You guys helping to make the new year bright for everybody, Larry?
Man, we're doing our best. We've got probably 700, 800 vehicles in stock at any given time. We've got any type of vehicle you'd have the need for, four-wheel drive truck, two-wheel drive truck, super cab, regular cab, SUVs, convertibles, Corvettes. Also, my phone number is 573-756-1395.
Blackwell Motors. Customer care beyond compare at Blackwell Motors.
Welcome back to TJ Fulon Fieldhouse. Matt Greenwood and Sean Malone for the Coles Tractor and Equipment postgame show. What a finish we had there. It was South Iron up 6 at the end of 3, up 1 with 4.5 ticks left. Emma Meyer saving the day with a three-pointer from the far right wing, knocks it down at the buzzer. Game over. Dragons taking third place. Let's go ahead and run down our Eric Schweiss State Farm agent stats of the game. We'll begin with the South Iron Panthers. Michaela Ayers, 6. Allie Wilfong, 7. Ashley Micken, 11. Jada Brooks, 16. Dara Miller with 4. Hannah Alexander with 6. And 2 for Callie Miller for a total of 51 for South Iron. For St. Genevieve, 18 for Maddie Reynolds. Emma Meyer with 12. Addie Stiegel with 10. Maddie Helms with 3. And Avery Reed in place of Courtney Dunty finishes with 10 for a total of 53. That does it for my postgame portion of the Central Christmas Tournament third place game of the girls. I now toss it along to Sean for pregame coverage of DeSoto and Central third place in boys.
And that pregame coverage will continue right after this on J98 The Boot.